This is the July 17th, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 578 for property ID 16052600005. The property address is 4601 Northeast 77th Ave, and the property is owned by Madrona Parkway LLC. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant. No detailed quantitative evidence was provided by the appellant for board review. I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on the information available. Any questions?
No question.
No question.
Close the hearing.
This is the July 17th, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 580 for property ID 10882100. The property address is 3214 Northeast 62nd Ave, and the property is owned by Village Park Apartments, LLC. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office and no one present from the appellant. No detailed quantitative evidence was provided by the appellant for board review. I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No question.
Close the hearing. Okay.
This is the July 17th, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 577 for property ID 16767400. The property is owned by WPC Mill Plain LLC, and the property address is 705 Southeast Parkcrest Ave. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant. No detailed quantitative evidence was provided by the appellant for board review, and the assessor's evidence included an income analysis indicating a value of $8,988,145 and a cover letter recommending no change to the assessed value. I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No question.
Close the hearing.